And speaking of worth billions and millions and trillions of dollars,
yeah!
Ed Sheeran wants to grow.
Same old, same old.
the typical answer, the same old, same old. Ruling the world from our iHeartRadio Music Awards on Sunday, the Today Show.
That was really great. They stick you on tables with other artists at iHeartRadio Awards, so you actually get to, like, meet people that you wouldn't usually meet. It's a really nice thing. Usually American award shows, they have you, like, sitting really awkwardly in, like, lines where you're sat next to a guest and then you have to wander over and sort of speak to someone else. But when you're actually sat on the table having dinner with artists that you've never met, it's a really nice way to meet people.
So who were you sitting with that you didn't meet that you were really excited about?
Do you know what? Well, I'd met her briefly before, but I met Halsey for the first time properly.
Oh, she's great.
Awesome. She looks so beautiful.
Yes. And apparently you out-partied DJ Khaled, because he was talking on Monday about how, you know, he tried to hang with you, but he couldn't keep up.
Do you know what? He did a very good job of keeping up. He's the one that took me out, and we had a very good time.
Wanted to say congratulations on the brand new album after a nice hiatus. You really took a year off.
Yeah, no, it was a decent year, man. It was a decent year. I kind of, like, balanced everything that needed to be balanced.
When it comes to, you know, doing recordings, we've talked about processes of whether you do the lyrics first, whether you do the music first. Does either one pop into your brain?
You know what? I usually get some sort of backing track down, and then I'll just mumble over it, and then the mumbles will turn into words, and the words will turn into melodies.
And then the next thing you know, those will turn into babies 9 months later from all these people.
They usually do.
That are having hookups with you.
Precisely.
Or with your music. Or with you. Actually, with both probably.
And is it hard being in a relationship as a musician? Because I have imagined, as a dude, if I was a musician and my girlfriend asking me who each song was about, might be one of the most awkward things to
Every
explain
single one's about
as a
you.
Dude.
Yeah.
No, you just need to be with someone that understands what your job is, and someone that has, you know, security with you. I've been, you know, with my partner now for almost 2 years, and it was like a year before anything went public, so it's all we were very secure by the time that anything would be written about in the press, I guess.
Well, I mean, and let's be honest too, really, you're just an overall great guy and have remained humble through the stages of your career, and I think that's one of the things that I know I love about you. I think your fans love about you. The fact that they're willing to go as far as bake. Is it true somebody made you a cake and brought it to a show and you opened it up and inherited it? Or you cut it open and inherited it?
A long time ago, yeah.
My God.
Oh, my God.
What kind of
Hey, well, now he's dating her, though, so it kind of worked out.
Exactly. And the other thing that I found fascinating, too, was the fact there's no curse words on any of the albums. And is this because of a cab driver in New York City?
Well, there are actually curse words on the albums. I just have them bleeped out because I do. Yeah, it was a cab driver, and I was playing him it was actually Los Angeles. I was playing him my second album, and he said he really liked the album, but he would not be buying it for his daughter. And I said, why not? And he said, because it has curse words on it. So they're still there. You can still tell they're there, but it's just kind of, you know, bleeped out.
Well, we still know what they say.
I have a pen and paper. Can you just go ahead and just tell me where I can find them, and I'm just going to add them in?
Anything where it goes, hey, is it? And it's a bit.
Dare I ask this question, and you don't have to answer it. Do you have a favorite curse word?
In England, certain curse words that really, really, really can't be used over here.
What's
your favorite American
like
one, though?
Like what?
No, they're used as terms of endearment for friends, and I used it for an American friend once, and they went absolutely ballistic. So I was kind of
like douchebag?
No, John!
We use that for friends.
Way worse.
Way worse.
Did you just say that Ed Sheeran?
No, but like, you call your homies, like, you say he's a douche, but you still love him, though.
Think of the worst words that you know in the English language, and that is used as a term of endearment in my
country.
I can think of a couple.
No, okay, all right, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Literally, the thing that you would say to a woman and get slapped.
I love you.
It's not one of them. If you want to talk to Ed, Ed, hang on. More with Ed Sheeran here in 1 second. I want to do Shape of You.
Best place to find
Riley, we're just. talking to Ed during the song, and Riley's like, hey, so this song's about some girl named Fresh Meat.
Stop!
And Ed's like, know what you're talking about.
No, there's a TV show in England called Fresh Meat, and there's a girl on it called Vod. And it's basically a sitcom. It's a comedy. And she takes a boy out for a date to a Chinese restaurant, and they eat all you can eat. And at the end of it, they put all the noodles in her rucksack. So that's why I say, fill up a bag and I'll fill up a plate. It's not named after a girl called Fresh Meat.
I'm glad we cleared that up, Ed.
Do you know any girl called Fresh Meat?
I do,
oh,
actually.
No.
I know.
Only dudes.
I went to college with one, and there's a long story on how she got her name, but that's for another time. So we got the tour, by the way, which was announced. Congratulations on that. That's huge. You're hitting up major cities that you can hear the Kane Show in, including Tampa, August 29th, Louisville, September 7th, D.C., September 19th.
And on the tour, can I ask you, what's your thought on encores? Because in my mind, if I go to Ed Sheeran's show, and you're not doing the A-Team, and then you leave the stage and say, thanks for coming out, like we know it's going to come.
No, I believe in encores, and I think there are certain songs you have to play, but sometimes I'll meet people after gigs and they'll be like, hey, you never played this song, and it's like, I feel like a song like A-Team is a given when you come to a show, or Thinking Out Loud is a given, but I think, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people do get quite offended that you don't play sort of
that's awesome. Yeah.
I would just love to follow you around. Just be your shadow for one day. Because, I mean, from stories of hitting golf balls off of Justin Bieber's cheek to Harry Styles having a video of you doing Grease when you were younger.
Sword fights with James Blunt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like building a tunnel to a... I mean, are these true things? Or do you just listen to gossip about you and go, man, if only that was the truth.
No, because I usually start the gossip by accident.
Because
I'm quite an unfiltered person in interviews, which I think is like a press person's dream, because they just pick out things and then make. I'm always surprised at what gets picked out and what makes a story. But my life isn't like super random. Just every now and then, random things happen.
We should just make one up right now. Like,
let's do it.
He enjoys chocolate puppy noses as snacks. Mm-hmm.
Chocolate puppy noses, yum.
Yeah. He sells beanie babies on the side.
Yeah. What's a chocolate puppy? Do you know what? Like, I got love for America, but how do you guys think Hershey's chocolate tastes good?
Oh, come on! Ed, we're out in Harrisburg. You can't say that.
I'm not having it. Come to England and eat Cadbury's. I'm not having that.
Hey, we got Chipotle though, man. So there's that.
True. Have you not seen
that South Park episode where?
Yeah.
What?
I've seen almost every South Park.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
I've seen that.
You can't be like, but we've got Chipotle.
We do though.
I love how he won't tell us the curse words that he puts in his songs, but he'll talk about.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, that's our Ed Sheeran for you right there. Oh, that's why we love him. And really quick, I know you have a million things going on with the with press tours and stuff like that, and I appreciate your time. But the rumor about Taylor Swift and working with her and an album and a collaboration this year, any truth to that?
Oh, it's certainly not going to happen this year. You know, she's definitely taking all the time off that she needs in the world, and she's having the best of times. But, to say that I would never be working with her again would be false. We definitely will work together, but I got my record, I got my tour, she's got her time off and her sort of like, you know, she's just doing her thing.
There's no hooking up with her squad this time.
Oh, you read the Rolling Stone article.
Well, yeah. That one time.
Yeah, we did.
Damn.
Exactly.
You know what? I spent like Patrick, the guy that I did the Rolling Stone article with. I took him out. He stayed with me in London for like a bunch of days, and I don't think I did an interview sober.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
If you do a song called Swift Slain, Ed, we're gonna know exactly what it's about.
Or Fresh Meat.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do one called Fresh Meat. There.
I would listen to that.
Wait, you guys, I don't know Fresh Meat. But just help me with that.
I love it. I can't wait for the next album.
This isn't live, is it?
No.
Thank God. We're in America, dog.
No, yeah. Radio. Album, can you imagine his next album? Track number 13 is Fresh Meat.
Hell yeah.
I'd love it.
That'd be a great video.
Right? Ed, congratulations on the iHeartRadio Music Awards and winning for Best Lyrics and the album, the tour. I mean, you're set to have another incredible year, and you're always just such a nice guy to us, and you're always so kind and giving to your fans. We really do appreciate your time today, brother.
Thank you, man. Well, thank you for having me back on.
Of course. And I got to, by the way, I have to call, can I call, I'm going to call you after the show really quick, because we got to set up the secret plans for your tour. Because Ed and I are working on a little secret gimmick. Okay.
Uh oh.
All right, man. I'll catch you in a bit.
Ed Sheeran, y'all.